Welcome to Real Money with David Holland, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. David is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of financial experience. And because he actually provides advice to clients on a daily basis, our hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He also offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Holland Advisory Services and Holland Insurance Services are separate affiliated companies that share common ownership under Holland Financial. Commentary given during this radio program is usually pretty smart, but should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities should not be considered an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and financial planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual's situation. Only if you hire David and his firm to help you, and only available where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Here he is, David Holland.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So, would you like to know how you can build wealth? Don't we all? How about if you could do it by design? No, this is not a get-rich-quick scheme or something you might see at 1 in the morning on television when you've fallen asleep with the remote in your hand and wake up and say, oh, I can make money in my underwear on the couch. No, that's not that kind of show. It's not what we do here. But I've got a very interesting guest lined up for you who says that Wealthy by Design is a realistic process using a five-step plan for your financial security. Kimberly Foss is on the line with me. She's founder of Empyrean Wealth Management, and her book, Wealth by Design, a five-step plan for financial security, KimberlyFoss.com. Kimberly, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. You like the part about the lying in the couch in the underwear, making millions of dollars?
I was having a visual about that.
I'm sorry for that.
I've heard that a million times.
I am sorry for that.
That's funny.
You know, some people, you know, that's obviously, that's the pitch, and that sounds very attractive, but I think your message is much more realistic and much more appropriate. This can be by design. You can really take steps to get further with your finances.
You can, and you know, you're a financial planner too, and you know, there's no get rich quick unless you're Mark Zuckerberg. I'm pretty sure that he didn't get rich quick. He was brilliant and was gifted and took advantage of that. Now he's got to really manage that, right?
Yes.
But, you know, I came from a very, very humble beginnings and didn't have a lot. And so I kind of started making goals at age 11 and started making my path to achieve. And gosh, now it's, you know, we only want to say 40 plus years later. And, you know, it is incremental and the wealth is there. But it's by intentional design, not by choice, not by chance. And the media wants to sell us the chance all the time. And
why do they do that? I don't get that. Why is it just to always keep us hungry and begging for more, or what is it?
I think it's in, you know, it wants us to keep us engaged, but it also interrupts. And you've been doing this as long as I have. It's the lure of fear and greed and making us act upon that, right? And inherently, the financial world is inherently used to be transaction oriented, and that's how we made money.
Okay.
But it's not like as much anymore. And not to say that's a bad thing, but and also they got self viewership. I tell my clients, I said, you know what? Be careful and understand that what's on there sometimes is investment pornography. So just,
good,
you know,
point.
Erase that out of your mind. Or it's for entertainment, or it's just noise. But, you know, discern what's important information. And if you can't, then just know it's all noise and just enjoy the entertainment along the way.
Excellent. Well, that is excellent advice, because there's a lot of noise. And, you know, I've had people say, well, you know, David, you recommended this to me, and I was on the internet, and somebody said that that's not something good. And like, you know, you can type in anything, and there'll be somebody who's got something better, or says it's better, or something about it that you shouldn't do. Or it's always, here's a wonderful thing. In financial services, Kimberly, as you well know, it's full of spin. And if the financial people ever wanted to take over the country, they could outspend the politicians and get elected.
It's absolutely, and it's full of spin. And that's why, what are they doing? They're preying on the fear or the greed side of our emotions. And that's not what builds wealth. That's speculation or just, you know, just fear. And that's the thing. We don't want to build our wealth on fear or greed. We want to build on solid foundations and solid steps that will create that wealth that will be there in 20, 30, 40 years.
Well, let's talk about those steps then. No, I say let's talk about those steps because I know you've kind of got them mapped out. You've got five key steps. Let's just give a quick overview of those, and then we'll take a break and we'll come back and talk about them.
Perfect. So step one is discovering and setting your goals. And I know that sounds trite. We'll go into that a little bit later. But setting your goals. Very, very important to do that. It's very important that you have a pencil in hand and a paper. That is key to making that successful. Two is planning your investments. This is where you need somebody like yourself or a CFP, you know, create that allocation sometimes. You need a little more expertise there. Three is then committing. Once you've done this, now you gotta, you know, you don't want to swim unless you jump in the water. So you gotta get your plan working, get into the market. Four is then assessing. Once a year, at a minimum, we want to rebalance that portfolio, look and see how it's working. Are we on track? Is our GPS taking us to New York? Because that's where we want to go. Or are we in Texas?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then finally, number five actually was originated out of 2008, and that is keeping things flexible. The market changes up, and I'm not saying make your changes on that, but it does change, you know, black swan events that happened in 2008. You have to be prepared to take and seize those opportunities of crisis.
Plans should be carved in jello, not stone.
I love that.
You can use it.
Thank you. I will.
Kimberly Foss,
I'll give you credit, though.
Yeah, Kimberly Foss, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest today, and she's founder of Empyrean Wealth Management. The book is Wealth by Design, A Five-Step Plan for Financial Security. Quick break as promised, and we'll be right back to dig in more into her steps for wealth. Stay right there.
Have you noticed most of the financial literature available is either so specific it doesn't apply or too generic to answer even the most basic questions? This revelation inspired David Holland to write his first two books, Confessions of a Financial Planner, Secrets to a Secure Retirement, and How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Financial Scams. These how-to guides contain easily accessible information on a wide variety of topics concerning personal finances. An effortless weekend read, you'll find clarification on what a mutual fund is, how to choose the right financial professional, and much more. Call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN to request a free excerpt from David's first book, Secrets to a Secure Retirement. The number again is 888-747-7526. Or visit davidholland.com for more information on this innovative book series.
And we are back with Kimberly Foss. She is a certified financial planner. Love that. And a certified private wealth advisor, a designation that maybe some of you haven't heard of, but it's a lot like the CFP, certified financial planner. And we're excited to have Kimberly on the program. She's written the book, Wealth by Design, A Five-Step Plan for Financial Security. More information available at Kimberly Foss, FOSS.com. Kimberly, we talked before about the steps. So let's dig in a little bit. I know you kind of preemptively struck on the risks that somebody might perceive goal setting as trite. And I think I'm glad because I think, you know, people overlook the importance of something that may be one of the more simple things to do, but it is very critical.
It is. And, you know, Harvard did a study on MBAs, and they said that they found that 3% of the MBAs actually made 10 times more money over their lifetime than the other 97% combined. And the reason was not because they were MBAs or they were Harvard students. It was they found is they actually took pen to paper or pencil to paper and wrote down their goals. They literally wrote down their goals. So for me as an advisor, what I make my clients do is really take pen to paper or crayon, whatever they want, and really write down their goals of what it is. And it doesn't have to be real detailed, just some generic. But what it does is it physiologically takes your ear. What happens with the hand goes into the brain. And then sometimes what we'll do is we'll type those up and we'll maybe put a visual next to it. If they want to buy a house in 5 years or if they want a retirement, we'll put a picture like that. I tell them to go home and put it, you know, type it up or tape it up on their mirror. Because that visual every single day really helps to re-solidify and reinforce what they're working for.
That makes sense to me. And I think that it's just an essential component, why you're doing it. And then you can develop from those goals, of course, an action plan, right? I mean, how you're going to plan things out, as you used earlier, you've got to get in there and you got to start doing it. But you got to have a goal so you can make a plan.
Right. You've got to know where, if you don't know where you're going, how do you know how to get there?
I use the analogy all the time of driving a car. You know, if we're I'm in Ormond Beach, Florida, which is right next to Daytona. If I'm going to go to Sacramento, California, then I know I can generally figure out the roads I need to take. But if I don't know where I'm starting from, even though if I want to go to Sacramento, if I don't know where I am, I can't pick the right road.
That's exactly, and that's a great analogy. And that's why I tell people we've got to write it down. And then you have to create that. And that's where, you know, some folks need our help, right? As advisors, we can help them construct the portfolio that really matches with their ability to, you know, stay in the market in those difficult times. That's why I said, you know, your risk has to be at a level where you can sustain the troughs of the market and the peaks as well and stay that for long term. So sometimes that risk needs to be analyzed by a professional. Sometimes people don't know that they're taking too much risk in their portfolio.
Well, you know, Warren Buffett has a saying on that, right? You don't know who's been swimming naked until the tide goes out.
Yeah, I love that one, too.
Well, speaking of advisors, Kimberly, I know it's an enormous thing that a whole mountain underneath the carpet that people don't know about with, you know, how advisors work and what they do. What would you say? What's your tip for how somebody should find an advisor, pick the right advisor for them? What would you suggest?
Well, I think it's really important that people understand, first of all, what their temperament is and as far as investing. So if they're a market timer and they want to choose stocks, that's one thing. Or if they're more of an asset allocator and are looking for a wealth advisor for long term, that's another. But, you know, in the book, we've got 16 questions. But one of the more important questions, you don't know enough, what you don't know is you don't know, you can go to CFP.net, and that gets you to a certified financial planner, which is really, I think, important. You have to have some kind of credibility that they've been through some certification, that they know what they're doing, and that gives you a basis. And then you can go in and interview them and ask the questions of, you know, what is your philosophy in investing? And they should be able to tell you that in pretty much layman's terms. If you don't understand it, I'd say we'll probably walk to the next advisor.
I would completely agree, and I love that you mentioned the CFP.net. It's a great resource. You can type in your zip code, and you can find a list of advisors in your area. No matter where you are in the country, you can type in how close you want them to be to your zip, and you can interview them. And some of my best client relationships, Kimberly, and I'm sure you would agree with this, are folks that have taken the initiative to interview, you know, two or three or more advisors. And, you know, it just gives the person a lot of perspective, and it helps you find the right one for you.
Absolutely. And also, it's a value add on our side, too. We know that the investor, you know, or the client is coming in with a serious attitude towards their financial future. And that's what we want to build, you know, a partnership with our clients, not just be the expert and tell them what to do. You want a partnership long term, I think.
I like that. And that is a great approach. Kimberly Foss has just joined us, ladies and gentlemen. She has written the book, Wealth by Design, a 5-step plan for financial security, KimberlyFoss.com. Quick break. We're right back.
What's your dream? Play golf every day of the week? Turn that hobby into a new career? With careful planning, you can make it happen. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your no-obligation consultation. At Holland Financial, we want to help you take the first step towards making your dreams a reality. That number again is 888-747-PLAN.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are very fortunate to have the very busy Kimberly Foss on the line with us. Wealth by Design, a 5-step plan for financial security, KimberlyFoss.com. And Kimberly, I wanted to jump back into our discussion about the steps. We talked about step one, discovering and setting goals, why that's so important, planning your investments, and then we kind of got into, you know, part of that, of course, is finding an advisor to help. You mentioned before the break something that I think is probably one of the most important things that an advisor can bring to a client, and that is helping them know what they don't know. Because, you know, people, they've had some experience with investing, or maybe they've been exposed to certain things, or maybe they've had a bad experience with something. They swear off investing, or maybe a particular type of investing, when they shouldn't because of that one experience. So I think that is very helpful for people to understand what they don't know, and that's where the advisor can help with that.
Absolutely, and I think that's where you have to interview, right? A couple of different advisors before you know what's going to be the final or the perfect match with you, because you really can't make this decision too many times in your lifetime without taking a dent on your retirement.
Yeah, that's a good point. I've got to tell you, I know we're talking a little bit of kind of giving people examples, but I just had somebody, Kimberly, that came in and she chose to do business with my firm, and she said she had been to 4 advisors. And I was like, good, I'm glad. That's good. And yeah. I'm glad you chose us, but I'm also glad that you got that perspective because, you don't want to do a lot of redos on changing advisors over and over and over. And that's not really effective. So, and that's also part of committing to the advisor, committing to the plan, and, sticking with the plan and keeping that process going so you can reach those goals.
Absolutely. You can't, you don't learn how to swim without getting in the pool. So you've got to be able to take your plan and then commit to it, even in those difficult times like right now, where I'm sure, you get that question all the time. It's like, oh, is the market overvalued? What do you think? It's like, my crystal ball broke in 2008. I never got a reorder on it. So
I have a crystal ball in every conference room, Kimberly. You'll love it. And a little sign hangs underneath the crystal ball. It says, crystal ball broken, financial planning required.
I love that. That is great. That is a great, great
because
analogy. I love that visual too.
I cannot tell people what the future is going to bring. But you know what's funny is at any moment in time, if we look back over the last 30 years or more, Kimberly, I'm sure you would agree that for our listeners, every day the market is overvalued or undervalued, depending on the perspective, depending on the time. If you go back to, you mentioned 2008, 2009, how difficult things were back then. We did not have the luxury of seeing the rest of the chart that we now see now. So, even when the market had come up a couple thousand points from its bottom, people are like, oh, well, now maybe the market's too overvalued. And then look, what did we see since then? It continued to go up. So its valuation is always such a subjective thing.
It is. And the thing is, if we knew what the future brought, it would make the present so much easier to endure, right? Because we would know the outcome of the game.
Right.
But the point of the matter is we don't know the future, and nobody knows the future. So therefore, you still have to be able to have the wealth, I believe. And the only way you are going to have that is to get into the market. And if you're not in now, you create that plan, get your goals, create that plan, commit to that plan, and start dollar cost averaging in if you're not in now. Just start dollar cost averaging in because it's over for the next 10, 15, 20, maybe 30 or 40 years. You got lots of time.
Very good. Very good. Kimberly Foss, ladies and gentlemen, just joining us. Wealth by Design, a 5-step plan for financial security. I love it. KimberlyFoss.com. Quick break, and we'll be right back.
Are you gambling with too much money invested in the stock market? How can you tell?
It's simple. The rule of 100. Take your age and subtract it from 100. The result is how much you might want to keep in the market. The rest should be off the table, invested in something safe. Every rule has an exception, but the rule of 100 is a good starting point to determine if your portfolio is out of balance. Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, you can take a step-by-step approach to wealth. Sounds good. Step one, we talked about 1, 2, 3, and we're getting ready to go to 4. We've got Kimberly Foss on the line with us. The book is Wealth by Design, a 5-step plan for financial security, KimberlyFoss.com. So we got the first 3 or 4 out of the way. I think one of the things you mentioned before the break, Kimberly, is this is a long-term thing, but that might be 10, 20, 30 years or more in duration that we're investing or that we are, planning for our future. That doesn't mean we set it and forget it like, Ronco, Ron Popeil, like the little turkey mm-hmm. baster. Okay. This is something that we got to yeah. come back to and check up on, right? I mean, we need to assess how well we're doing.
Well, and that's it. On an annual basis, at a minimum, you want to reassess how well your plan is working. As you, had illustrated in the beginning of the interview, if you're in Florida and you want to get to Sacramento, then you've got to be able to have your GPS or your roadmap. If you're ending up in Texas, well, there's a problem. There's a problem there. So you need to assess this on an annual basis, and you also need to assess this if it's something like 2008 or 9. You may need to reassess or rebalance portfolio on a more regular basis than that. But there's times where, it may be just flat and nothing needs to be done at all. So you need to be able to understand that sometimes we do things, sometimes you don't, sometimes it's just best to leave it alone. But you need to be looking at it every year at a minimum.
Yeah, and use that car analogy. You know, if you run into some traffic, you know what? You might have to push the button on the GPS to reroute you around it. Doesn't mean you've stopped your trip to Sacramento. It just means that you're going to have to take a different path because of something that's happened along the way.
Absolutely.
You got a tire blowout. I mean, that's a great analogy for what happened with the market. You know, you lost a tire, you had to change the tire, or maybe the engine blew up, but, you know, that didn't mean you didn't want to keep going on your trip.
Right. And that's so very true, because that does happen in life, doesn't it?
It does.
I mean, you know, stuff happens, right? Stuff happens, and you have to reroute. And the thing is, if you don't hold on to that, I've had, and you probably have too, I've had clients that, you know, have lost money in that 2008, and they still want to live the lifestyle that 2008 was, and they're holding on to that, and they start just going through more and more wealth. And it's until you own that, you're not going to be able to move forward. So reassess, maybe have to, like you say, re-hit the reset button for the GPS, and you'll have to do a workaround. That's okay, but it's still moving forward in the progress.
No, I like that, Kimberly. And that's being realistic. And I think that's something that people need to understand is things have changed. And, you know, if you're finding yourself in a position where, you know, you're having to pull down on the values of your account, especially if it's invested in the market, that's something, of course, to be very careful about. But this, again, part of reevaluating. And then that brings us to your fifth step, and that is keeping the plan flexible, right?
Absolutely. And that actually was originated out of 2008, where you've got to keep it flexible because things happen, black swan events happen, they will happen again. And that also, where there is crisis, there's opportunity. And you want to be able to jump on those opportunities if they present themselves or when they present themselves and not be paralyzed by the fear. So keep flexible, keep nimble.
Stay on the balls of your feet. And I think that's just part of paying attention. And again, the role of the advisor, you and I both well know, Kimberly, is that's part of our job is to be looking for opportunities, bringing those to our clients and staying current. And it's a sea of data out there, and some of it's information, some of it's just plain noise. And, you know, if somebody's has the time and the interest, they can certainly do it for themselves. But it is, I think that most people who are tuned into the financial world, it has gotten and will probably continue to get more and more complicated. Just by the very nature of increasing complexities of how financial stuff is done.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think if you're going alone out there after 2008, well, good luck. You know, it's just not in a way that, you know, wants us to, you know, to promote CFP, but it is so, as you know, it's so crazy. I mean, just trying to keep up on everything and keep things balanced. I would, if I wasn't in the business 24/7, it would be hard to find someone who really has a passion that I would trust to be able to do that. But I know that they're out there, and that's why we're there for our clients, right?
And that's our job. That's what we signed up for, right?
Right, that is.
I have somebody in my office.
Hard as it may be in 2008, you know, we work through it, and that's what we are. We're leaders there to lead them through that dark time, because there's always the sun shines brighter on the other side.
Yeah, and I think the other part of it is, you know, my job is to, and I think you would agree with this as well, Kimberly, is to be a buffer between the client and a bad decision, or a buffer between them and, you know, doing something that they will later regret. I use a three-no policy in my office. I will tell the client three times no before I move them, you know, to a cash position, because every single time I've seen somebody do that, it's never been to their advantage.
Yeah, and by the time the third time, they probably usually don't do it, do they?
No, I've only had it happen maybe one time, maybe two. And the one in my head right now that I'm thinking of, the money's still sitting in cash.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's just a tragedy.
Yeah,
it really is. And I'm right there with you. I actually make them sign a piece of paper and say, you know what, I have advised you otherwise, and here it is. And, you know, when the client has to kind of go to that level, they really, really have to think. And that's what you're trying to do. It's like you've hired me to make intelligent decisions with you. And I respect the fact you're my client. But in this case, this is what I believe you need to do. It's your money. Do what you wish. But then absolve me of any responsibility then.
Well, and I think that's a great approach, Kimberly, just to get people's attention, because, you know, we really are on their side and we are really working for them. People sometimes get twisted up or feel like they have to play a game of, this is a better way of maybe describing it. I'm sure some people feel this way, that sometimes working with an advisor, they feel like it's a game of cat and mouse. And right, I think what right. you just described makes it really clear that it is an advocacy role. Kimberly Foss, ladies and gentlemen, we are very fortunate to have her on the program. She's a busy lady, and her book is Wealth by Design, A Five-Step Plan for Financial Security. KimberlyFoss.com. Kimberly, I am so glad you joined us.
David, thank you so much for inviting me. I'd love to come back.
All right, we'll make that happen, and thank you again.
Okay, take care.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.